And this one I have to say mainly on us guys. This is us guys. You know, you're on the pill. I'm clean. You're clean. Let's just do it because it feels better. Bullshit. Yeah, you know what doesn't feel better? When you're on your way home scratching your balls, right?
You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living. That is to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way.
Hey. Welcome back, you guys. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Swadik Mayanja, but you can call me Q. And yes, I am Q the Nurse. And on this channel, I bring you news, current events, and fun topics for nurses and healthcare providers everywhere. Sorry for the delay on this week's nursing news. And sorry for not putting out the clips of last week's Everyday Hero, but I am working on it. The reason I'm late on all of this good stuff is because this is my first travel assignment. I moved out of Mama Duke's house. I'll tell you all the details in the end of news report. So stick around for that at the end, per usual. But before we even jump and get started into the nursing news, I'm celebrating right now, right? Big things are happening to your boy Q. We have our first affiliate that I am working with that is sponsoring my videos from, I can see the near future moving forward, Nursing, NRSNG. They're one of the biggest nursing podcasts out there, and I am one of the content contributors, affiliates, and I'm excited. So for those who don't know what NRSNG is, what they do, where they are, you are out of your mind, especially if you are a nurse or in the program. But more importantly, If you are a nursing student, right, and you're studying, doing those flashcards until your hand goddamn cramps up, if you're in class and you're taking notes and you're forgetting what the teacher's saying, or if you're not taking notes and you're listening and you think you're going to remember, get out of here, because it's not working. You know and I know that's why you failed your last nursing test. If you want to pass your next nursing test, trust me, this is the way to go, and you could start off with one single dollar. I know you nursing students are poor, but go check it out. A single dollar trial. All you got to do is hit the link below. Hit that link, go check it out. For a dollar, you get to use all of their nursing content. When you're in class, do you get to click pause when your teacher says something complicated? Do you get to tell your teacher to rewind? No, you don't. But at NRSNG, you have every single nursing content library lesson you can imagine, find cheat sheets, you name it, they have it. It is going to help you as a nursing student in ways you have no idea. So go check them out now and tell them your boy Q sent you. Hit the link. Use the link down below. Don't Google it, because it's not going to help me if you don't use the link. It is going to help the both of us. You're going to pass your classes, and your boy is going to get that sponsor, moolah. So thank you for loving. Thank you. I appreciate it. But more importantly, good luck. And I know for a fact, fact that NRSNG is going to help you pass your classes. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about today, because I've got the lineup for you. First and foremost, we are going to be talking about some male strippers that joined a retirement home, nursing home, a dinner party special. I love this story. This is my future goals, right? Obviously different gender with the strippers, but you get the picture. So a retirement home having some male strippers come serve them dinner. Fantastic. A football player, former football player, NFL football player that has sponsored 500 mammograms for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Teen suicide is on the increase. We're going to try to find out what is the cause for this increase. And then last but not least, we are going to talk about how Tinder is leading to more STDs. And then not least, per usual, my favorite story, Nurse of the Week. So let's talk about these strippers, baby. So these ladies are life goals. These ladies are retirement goals. These ladies are living their best life, and you can't hate them. You got to just hate the player, hate the game, right? So at Milton Lodge Retirement Home in Colchester, England, the staff has a special program for their residents. They ask the residents for wishes. Then the staff raises money to make those wishes come true. And these ladies were trying to ball, right? So we all know that a woman live longer. They have their life expectancy is a bit longer than males' life expectancy, right? So married, not married, who gives a shit? These ladies are like, our husbands are gone, our partners are gone, I'm alone, and I need some sexual attention in my life. I need something pretty to look at. So their wish, one resident said that she wanted to see some attractive men come around. So the staff hired some male strippers to act as butlers and serve those ladies some dinner. I couldn't have thought of a better thing to do at a retirement home. My personal history, I've worked at an assisted living. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. I love my elderly folks. I love my older ladies. I worked in an assisted living. And these ladies, they are obsessed with that male attention. So when I walk through, ooh, Q, you got them big muscles. Ooh, Q, you look so good. Ooh, Q, are you single? Yo, these older ladies, the feel of me, man. And that's why I say it's just, it's the nicest thing. Older ladies love men. Well, at least they show their appreciation for men. And the very few older men in that assisted living that I worked at back in my CNA days, they got all the ladies' attention. Because these older ladies have no male attention. They're getting no love from the men's side because all of them have died. So this is the greatest wish. So whoever made the wish, good for you. If you're watching the edited version, if you're listening to this on a podcast, just Google retirement home male strippers. You'll see all these crazy pictures. But if you're watching the edited version, I love you guys because you get to see it on the screen and you see them. These men aren't just regular old men like the person you're looking at right now. These men are like sculpted male stripper men. So I say live your goddamn best life. I love the story. I love the story. And that's why I got to start it out with some good news. So we're going to some more good news. Moving on to D'Angelo Williams, who is a former NFL player, has sponsored 500 mammograms to honor his mom who died from breast cancer. I love this story. Another good story. So Williams is a staunch supporter of breast cancer awareness. In 2014, his mother, Sandra Hill, died from breast cancer when she was just 53 years old. And then there's more. And this is crazy. I haven't heard of a family that has been struck by breast cancer this intensely, I think, ever, right? And this is a male, as a nurse, right? Not only did his mom die at 53 years old from breast cancer, Williams also lost his four aunts to the disease all before the age of 50. So his mother and four aunts all died from breast cancer the four aunts all before the age of 50 and his mom at 53 years old. I just finished telling you a story about how women live longer. This is insane. This is insane. This is it's just nuts. So for all you ladies out there, please go get checked, go get your mammograms. But D'Angelo Williams is doing an amazing thing. And he's sponsoring all of these mammograms for women to get their breasts, to get checked to make sure that they don't have to suffer the same thing that he and his family had to suffer. So D'Angelo Williams, who played college football at the University of Memphis, started covering the cost of mammogram screenings for women in 2015 through his nonprofit organization, the D'Angelo Williams Foundation. Since then, the foundation has covered the cost of over 500 mammograms at hospitals located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Memphis, Tennessee, Jonesboro, Arkansas, and Charlotte, North Carolina. This man, he's doing great things for the women all around this goddamn country. Please make sure it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Go get yourself checked. Go get yourself checked. Go get yourself checked. You have no idea how important this is. Like I said, these women, four of his aunts died before the age of 50 and his mom died at the age of 53. This is insane. He really does care about this issue and what he's doing for it, I think, is it's amazing. It's amazing because we know the cost of healthcare these days, how important it is to go to get checked. And this is the preventative things that can cause you to at least have a better chance of beating the disease, which can be deadly like his family has gone through. Thank you, D'Angelo Williams. If he wasn't an NFL player, I see that he probably would have been a fantastic nurse. Maybe one of them nurses that could have been one of the, those male strippers for the old ladies. Huh? So we just talked about some two very good stories. I love those stories. Makes my heart sing. But it's the nursing news. So we got to talk about some shit, some important shit. And here we go. So teen suicide is on the rise, and nobody in the world knows why. I know everyone and their mother's going to say, social media. Let me give you some details, and then we'll talk about what I think or what is actually going on, because this is a scary thing. This is a really, really scary thing that teenagers are killing themselves, committing suicide at a much higher rate in the greatest country. It's a scary thing, okay? So according to the report, teenage suicide rates have increased nearly 56% from 2007 to 2017. The rate of 6.8 deaths per 100,000 people between the ages of 10 and 24 has jumped to about 10.8 deaths. What's worse, mental health experts have little explanation for what's driving this increase. So you can see that. That number just blew my mind when I saw it. 56% in 10 years. It has increased 56%. I'm telling you, man, like it's crazy to me. It is actually crazy to me because everyone thinks that we're living in the best country in the world. You keep hearing on the news, the stock market's going up, the money's going, but I always talk about the homeless issue that's going on, right? That could be leading to it. We always talk about how mental illness is on the rise. We talk about the gun violence. We talk about all of these things that are on the outside. But at a very personal level, suicide is the most personal thing that you can go through, right? It's just the worst of the worst. And at a very personal level, at a singular personal level, people are living with so much dread, so much ache, so much pain, causing them to kill themselves at such a higher rate. It is crazy to me with all that we have today, all the access we have today to reach out, to get help. So let me tell you why they think, what the current hypotheses of what's going on. Okay, so stick with me here because it's a little bit I got to read for you. From the rise of social media to more demanding academic schedules, to shows like Netflix's 13 Reasons Why contributing to the glamorization of suicide. And what makes this particular issue difficult to study is that there's a grain of truth to many of these explanations. For instance, heavy social media use has been linked to higher rates of depression and low self-esteem from a JAMA study released earlier this year, though it did not assess whether social media use and any correlation with higher rates of self-harm or suicide specifically. Another study from last spring also found that teenage suicide rates did experience a slight spike following the release of 13 Reasons Why, though the effect was surprisingly only statistically significant among teenage boys, not girls. So these things, like these TV shows that blow up, like specifically 13 Reasons Why, I'm just going to say it, like, I don't believe that that's the reason, right? Because it's only in the US that these numbers have risen. And everywhere else where the show is able to be seen, watched on Netflix around the globe, teenage suicide has not risen at the same rate. But only in the US, teenage suicide has risen. So maybe there's the slightest increase in the amount of suicides after the show. And I hate blaming it on TV because we've been seeing, we for the history of television and movies, we've been seeing the craziest, most insane shit on TV, the crazy action movies, the crazy horror movies, the crazy whatever movies. So it would have to be like the most, like, suicide is good, suicide is good, suicide is good type TV show for me to, like, actually believe that. I just don't believe it's the 13 Reasons Why. What I do think is, I do think social media does have a huge play in this, right? Everyone and their goddamn mother is on social media. And a lot of people are like, I don't have social media. Yeah, but the vast majority of teenagers, the vast majority of young people do have social media. And even if you're not posting it all day, even if you're not obsessed with it, even if you're not like on it, like on the reg, but when you are on it, you are seeing the highlights. And it's important to know that it is the highlights of everybody else's life. Okay, this is not the everyday, right? Even if they are hardcore like myself and you're doing the Insta stories and the Snapchat stories and the Facebook stories and you see them laughing, listening to music, because that's what I like to do. But that's, I have to say it because I do it so often. I put out the good stuff because I want people to see the joy, the happiness in life, right? But if you just watched my Insta story and you thought that was my life, you would think I was singing and dancing all day, every day, when it is absolutely not true, right? That is the good times. And when I'm feeling good, I feel like I want to share the goodness. But if you are someone out there and you're feeling negative and you're feeling sad and you're upset and you're depressed and you're dealing with all of this shit, right? You're not getting paid enough at your job, or your school schedule sucks, or whatever the fuck it is. If you're dealing with all of this, and whenever you go on social media, you see your best friends, or you see your old friends, or you see whoever living their best life on vacation, partying, with popping drinks, looking the best at the gym, flexing, you must feel bad about yourself. You say, holy shit, I'm not there. I'm not doing that. What is wrong with my life? But there's no reason to feel that way. There is zero reason to feel that way, because their success has nothing to do with your situation at all. Zero, zilch, nada. And it's hard. I know it's the hardest thing to tell someone not to compare, not to judge, not to say, why not me? Or why can't I do what they're... It is so hard to tell someone not to do that. But the honest truth is, what the fuck do they have to do with your life? Zero. There's nothing they are doing that is affecting your life specifically. And that is for just the general population with social media. But obviously, and I've been talking about this, and for all of those watching, you have to check out the Everyday Hero Show that I'm going to drop tomorrow on Sunday, 10:20, because we spend a lot of time talking about nurse health, nurse mental health specifically, nurse burnout specifically, and we go into the nitty-gritty of what you can do to make yourself feel better, especially at work and dealing with all of this social media craziness. So go check that out. Definitely go check that out. But oh my goodness, the story like really freaked me out, because that is my age group, right? They were saying from 10 to 24, that's me, that's my people. And those people are hurting the most. The suicide increase has affected them the most, which is scary to think about. And I do think social media has a huge, 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 huge impact as to why people are more depressed, more self-conscious, more just sad, and comparing their lives to everybody else and seeing the highlights of everybody else's life on Insta, on Snapchat, on Facebook. You get it. You know what I'm saying? Just, it has nothing to do with you. That's just the bottom line. Let them live their best life, but you do the same. Boo boo. Live your life. Boo boo. And speaking with about young people, this next story is might be adding to the reason people are a little more depressed, but this at a totally different angle, okay? So Hawaii specifically, I'd say the U.S., but Hawaii specifically has a spike in STDs, and it is linked, yes, to online dating. You heard me right. Tinder, OkCupid, Grind, whatever you're doing to hook up online is causing the STDs to go up through the roof. Let me give you the details. The U.S. continues to see a rise in the number of sexually transmitted diseases. And in Hawaii, the increase is believed to be linked to online dating. Health officials in the Aloha state have reported a significant increase in chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. All three of these infections were at or near their highest rates in about 30 years. And then if you're saying, oh, too bad for those people in Hawaii, they're living their best life, they're in the sun, they're sweaty, they're disgusting, and they're having sex with everybody and their mother, you better stay and listen, because the Hawaii figures correspond with the national rates of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis infections, which have risen for the fifth year in a row, officials say. So yes, those numbers in Hawaii are very, they correspond well with the numbers for the nation. But let's talk about this, because I think this is very important. Back in the day, and I feel like I don't want to say back in the day, because the vast majority of my adult dating life, Tinder, OkCupid, online dating has been a huge part of that. So I can't even speak to the time where there was no online dating and it wasn't as popular as it is today. But when you hang out, when you deal, when you see other people a little older than myself, you meet those groups of folks. And when you meet those groups of folks and their group of friends, you see them and you see like that entire group is right there. And like, oh, I used to date her. She used to date she. He used to hook up with her. So their disgusting gonorrhea, chlamydia, disgustingness stayed in that small circle, because they hooked up with friends of friends and friends of friends of friends and people and their coworkers. And that's how it happened. But in 2019, moving forward, I'd say even a little before 2019, now you meet a group of friends, and Jim over here is hooking up with some Tinder date that he just brought, but he also has 16 other Grindr folks. He's dating with people from OkCupid, and then his best friend Sally over here is dating someone from who knows where, from Grindr. All of these people are hooking up and doing some of the nastiest shit I've ever seen with randos, right? And the worst thing about it is people aren't being safe. People aren't being like, okay, look, I know that it's supposed to be, I know that things are going around, that we're swapping spit and we're doing the nasty, but at least let's be safe. No, people are living life on the edge and they want, let me tell you. So the department branch, the department's branch program coordinator said those affected have absolutely no idea of it because these infections don't have initial symptoms that would warn that something is wrong. When I say these infections, remember I'm talking about gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis. It takes a while for symptoms to arise. And he continued on by saying, there has also been decreasing reliance on condoms or prophylactics for protection against acquiring or spreading STDs. Because now, when you meet anyone our age, and I have to say, it's just let's just be honest here, 99.9% of this the younger population, most of these women, ladies, are on birth control. And this one, I have to say, mainly on us guys. This is us guys. You know, you're on the pill. I'm clean. You're clean. Let's just do it because it feels better. Bullshit. Yeah, you know what doesn't feel better? When you're on your way home scratching your balls, right? That doesn't feel better. So we have to be better about using protection, because if you're not using protection, you're going to get syphilis. You're going to spread the gonorrhea, the chlamydia, that nastiness, that STDs. You don't want that. You definitely don't want these things to happen, and these numbers are on the rise. Let me give you, I've just been telling you in general that the numbers are on the rise, but let me give you some legit numbers, okay? In 2019, officials recorded at least 7,732 cases of chlamydia, which is up 5,972 cases from 2008, according to the Honolulu Star Advertiser. Cases of gonorrhea more than doubled over the past decade, from 611 to 1,496 cases. Officials said cases of syphilis infections increased to 180 cases from 38 a decade ago. This is crazy to me. This is insane. You know, it's like those vaccination numbers. When you start seeing measles pop up and mumps pop up and smallpox pop up, you're like, what in God's green? And yeah, back in the day, people were having less sex because they had less options. And nowadays, you know, you swipe on Tinder long enough, you might have 16, you know, booty calls on the list, three girls that you're taking out on a date. And then you might find the one on eHarmony or some shit, right? So it's crazy what's going on. The options out there are so many. And the lack of, just because everyone is on birth control and you have so many options, everyone is just fucking like dogs, humping away like there's no tomorrow. There obviously are going to be ramifications, and these STDs are just on the rise. Ladies and gentlemen, cover up, use a condom, be safe. Please stop spreading your nastiness to the rest of us. Please and thank you. So let's talk about something that has blown up. Before we talk about the nurse of the week, I wanted to choose this nurse for the nurse of the week, but I was like, the story is really not about her specifically, but about nurses at large. Let's talk about this, because everyone and their mother, if you are on Facebook on any social, you've definitely seen this. I mean, it was a photo of that exhausted nurse in that armchair that her sister took of her that blew up. Let me give you some history as to what that picture was. Again, for you guys listening, it's the nurse. Just look it up. Just exhausted nurse, viral picture, and you'll find it. So L&D nurse Katie Nixon had a brutal day at work. The nurse had topped off a 53-hour, four-day work week by delivering a stillborn, still clad in her blueberry hued scrubs. Nixon sank into an armchair, kicked off her shoes, and massaged her eyes with one hand while holding a jar of water in the other before tucking into a plate of food. So this is where how it blew up. So her twin sister, Laura McIntyre, snapped a picture of her. She held it on, because this picture was from July. She held on to it. And then until last week, she posted this on Facebook October 10th. But it's the caption that really made this picture go viral. And I'll just read a little bit from the the post. And for those who are watching this, thank you so much. For those who are listening, just hear me out. But for those who are watching, you'll see the picture and the post on the screen. And it says, she's going to kill me for this pic. But can we just give it up for nurses for 1 minute, please? And thank you. I love it. Katie just wrapped up her fourth shift in a row. That's around 53 hours and 4 days. That's not including the 1.5 hours she's in the car each day. She usually doesn't get a chance to eat lunch or even drink much water. And she has to dress like a blueberry. I mean, come on. Continuing on, she says, Katie and all other nurses, you are special. You bless your patients and their families more than you will ever know. Thank you for all you do. She writes so much more, but I just have to say, this is the, like, it's just small things like this. And I remember, like, I think last year or a few months ago, there was a husband that took a picture of her, of his wife after she came back home, or just wrote a little thing on Facebook about it, and that went viral. And you just have to shout out to all of these wives, husbands, partners, kids, family members of nurses that see the struggle every single day, of seeing what nurses have to deal with every single day. And I didn't make her the nurse of the week just because this is an everyday thing for hundreds of thousands, and literally every single nurse has had that day where you come home after a full week of extraordinarily hard, like, just mind-numbing work, emotionally heartbreaking work, and you have to just deal with it. You have to sit with it, right? You can't be telling every single one of these stories to your family members. You can't share that as personal information because of HIPAA. Like, all of this emotional stress, all this emotional pain, along with the actual physical hardship of working 53 hours in 4 days, you can't control it. It is insane. It is absolutely insane. So to all of those people that are surrounding us, nurses, that are helping nurses get through their day-to-day dealing with all of this emotional and physical stress, all I can say is thank you. All I can really say is thank you, because I know it's not easy having a nurse come back home, being a bum, you know, the very few days that they have off, and working 12-hour shifts and dealing with all this craziness. It is not easy to be with partners of a nurse, so family members of a nurse, for whoever. And just to give you a few details, and this is just, I don't even know how much bigger it is right now, but the internet responded in a testament to nurses' caregiving power with 142,000 reactions, 14,000 comments, and 89,000 shares. And this was on Tuesday afternoon, and I'm telling you the story on Saturday, 10/19. So almost a week ago, the story had this much after just being on Facebook for a very short time. It definitely went viral, and for good reason. I love it. I love it. I love it. These stories make me hopeful, right? Because, you know, us nurses, we, for the past, I think, 17 years now, 18 years, we've won most ethical profession. And it shows when you have this much outpouring of love and care on a post like this, it shows. It definitely shows. Okay. Moving forward. Nurse of the week. Favorite story every single week, nurse of the week. So a school resource officer and a nurse saved a student after his heart stopped. These stories always make me feel some type of way, especially when it comes to peds, especially when we talk about kids. That's why I really want to do peds, but I'm really nervous to do peds. It's not about me. Let's talk about the goddamn nurse of the week. Okay, so the student's name, MJ Crumity. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong. Call you just MJ from here on out. So MJ was just an ordinary eighth grader playing dodgeball in his gym class in Florida on October 1st when his pacemaker quit. So I'm just going to pause right there and saying for an eighth grader to have a pacemaker, you know, that's already a rough start, but the pacemaker quit. Okay. So what happened next was absolutely extraordinary. He collapsed on the floor and went into cardiac arrest. A coach called Madison County Central Schools school resource officer, Sergeant Joey Knight, for help. Knight, a trained EMT, immediately began CPR on arrival, And then he also called for help from the school nurse, Nurse Annie, the nurse of the goddamn week. So school nurse Annie Dyke arrived with an automatic external defibrillator. So you know she's on top of her shit. She knows if I'm going to be sprinting down the hallway to go to the gym to go save this patient, that she must have already known that he had a pacemaker, being the school nurse of that at that school. So she's knowing cardiac arrest. He just fell over. He's not breathing. Let me just grab the AED. And I love this, right? Because we all know that when emergencies happen in the facility we work, no matter if it's a school, a nursing home, a hospital, like there's so many things going through your head and you want to do everything right the first time. So the fact that she knew to jump on and grab the AED while running to the gym is, I love it. I love it because, and this is why you have to respect and love these experienced nurses, because they just know shit. It's natural to them. They don't have to think about shit. She didn't run to the gym, forget, run back. No, she just knew ahead of time, grab the AED, let's jump to it. So she grabbed the AED, jumped to it. They applied the defibrillator, and Knight did more compressions while she was doing the defibrillator, making sure everything was going on. They noted that the school principal was standing off to the side praying. MJ became responsive and was taken to the hospital. He's in full recovery, doing much better today. And thanks to both the EMT, Joey Knight, and the nurse who knew what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, MJ is back on his feet, going back to school. No further injuries. His pacemaker just had a hiccup. Hopefully they get a new one, because that can't be happening. We're all happy that MJ is back on his feet. Very, very happy that Joey Knight, the EMT, jumped on to doing CPR compressions as well as he did. And most definitely thanks to my dear fellow nurse, Annie, for saving the day. She just did some amazing shit. Ladies and gentlemen, is the nurse of the week, is the nursing news for this week. So thank you very much for joining me. But before I leave, just don't forget, NRSNG. If you're a nursing student, if you're a new nurse, whatever your situation is, please, please, please use the link below. Go to NRSNG for a goddamn dollar. You can get all the lessons you want. If it's cardiac, if it's LND, I don't care what it is, where it is, how it is. You can get all of those lessons for a goddamn you can't beat that kind of deal. Your boy Q the Nurse has your back. Go check him out. You'll be helping me while you're helping yourself. Go nurses. Love you. Catch you on the flip. Deuces.